Today's daf is daf Lamed Dalet, and we are holding six lines down from the top with Gidol Bar Eloy. By the way, some have the Girsa Gidol Bar Rebbe Eloy or Gidol Barei De Eloy. In any event, Gidol Bar Eloy shot a Gidol Edavisa. So Gidol Bar Eloy sent a get to his wife, and also Shlich Ashke Davi Yada. The Nav, the Shliach came, wanted to present to the get, and found that she was there sitting and weaving. So she was busy. Oh, my law, how Gite? So he says, well, I'd like to present your get. So she said, Zilash Lamia. Look, do me a favor. Go away now. I'm really busy. Come back tomorrow. To Ozulagabe. He goes back to Reb Gidol. And the Yomar, and he tells him what she said. Potach Yomar, so he says, oh, thank God. Borach Atov Amitiv. In other words, I'm so happy that you didn't give her that get. There's Abaya. Abaya Omar, that's very noble. Borach Atov Amitiv. But meanwhile, the get remains a good get, and the Shlichut remains a good Shlichut. Lo Botor Gita. And if the Shliach goes back tomorrow, and gives her the get, then that's exactly what he was appointed to do. Rav Amar, Baruch Atov Amitiv, and indeed, Bato Gita. He was Mevato the get, because he made it eminently clear that he was very happy that it never happened. So what are they arguing? B'mayka b'fagay, b'gili daita b'gita. They're arguing about whether you can be Mevato l'shlichut by an indication that you don't desire. D'abayasa b'gili b'daita b'gita l'amilti. Abaya says, look, you made a real shlichut. You can't just indicate that you've changed your mind. You have to do something about it. Whereas Rava Sava Gila Daita Begita Milti. Omar Rava Mina Mina, look, I'm going to prove to you that it very definitely, an indication is sufficient to force you to reissue a get. Because I can tell you a story where Rav Sheshet Ashkla Gita Lahu Gavra Bal Korche. Rav Sheshet got a get out of a difficult husband. Forcibly. The Amalon Losahade. And then the guy met the witnesses that were supposed to take care of the giving over the get. And he says, you know, Rav Sheshet Levato Gita. He says, Rav Sheshet told me to tell you that this get has been canceled. And because of that, Atzchei Rav Sheshet Gita Achrina. So Rav Sheshet required him to give another get. So in other words, apparently, because he indicated that he was happy to bring the news of its bitul, that was sufficient to require an entirely new get, and this get was no longer useful, a new shlichut. Says Abaye, that you're calling a raya? I mean, what do you think happened over here? Otu Rav Sheshet, Mevato Gita, Deen Sheyavi. Do you really think that the story makes sense? Rav Sheshet sits around as being Mevato Gita for other people? An impossibility, obviously, a nonsensical thing. So clearly what had happened here was that there was a real bittul of the get. Ihu batla, he really was mevatel, not he was indicating. He was bringing the message that it had been mevutal, as if it had been mevutal from Rav Sheshet, whereas really it was from him. The reason he put it in that way was not simply because of the indication, it's because the information was given over because he was fearful of saying that it was coming from him. It was Mishum de Fanuye. It's because of all of the gangsters that the Rav Sheshet had at his fingertips, you know, that see his patrol and so on, as they have today. So that if the Dayan says, okay, teach this guy a lesson, they're going to teach him a lesson. So he was afraid of trying to say anything. Don't deliver the get. That's all he needed. So he pretended that it was Rav Sheshet who was about to get, and then he thought he would be able to get out of town. The Omer Abayas is Abayas. I can show you that I am right. Rav Yehuda, I can tell you from the story where Rav Yehuda Ashkel Gita Lechatni to Rav Yirmiyahu Biro, he took a get from the son-in-law of Rav Yirmiyahu Biro, and what happened was that the guy really didn't want to give that get, so he was mevatel. So he forced him to give another get, Tana. Ashkelon, so again he went in, took another get, and again batle. He was mevatel again. So then he saw he really has a problem over here. So he decided that what he's going to do is he'll take it again. So hodar tana v'ashkelon al klachay. So he went, Reb Yehuda, and took the get the third time, and meaning that he had the guy give over to the sofer and the shliach, take care of the get. And then, he went ahead and he told the witnesses, and that, or the, those that were going to be involved, that he was afraid he would once again be mevatel, he says to them, "Otivu kari b'unaychu." What you need to do is you need to put earplugs in your ear. Kari means literally a piece of pumpkin in your ear, so that you won't hear him shouting that he's canceling the get. Uchtovoi, and just write out that get. I'm sick and tired of that. So if he goes ahead now, he's in mevatel the get in front of two or three other people, obviously, with the takon of Reb Shimon Gamliel, that wouldn't help. And he hasn't been modia to you because you haven't heard it. So therefore, you'll be able to finally issue this get. So, does that not show that even though the guy clearly is doing his being shouting, he's moving his hands and waving, and you can see his lips moving. I mean, he's chasing after them. Clearly, he's trying to bring them out of the get. So you're saying, yes, but they didn't hear the words. I mean, that's pretty strong indication that that get isn't wanted. So doesn't Rava see this as a proof that an indication is sufficient to give daita? The Rava, what does Rava do about this? He says, no, I understand. What does that show? The guy is chasing after him. He's waving his hands. He's jumping up and down. He's turning red. So, either call right by trial the Amalu Ashur Havalaya. Maybe what he's saying is, okay, just do it. Just do it. Get it over already. This poor guy, meaning himself, is suffering so much already. I can't take it. Just get it over with. So there's no indication over here with a clear gilui dat that that's what the guy means, because I mean, after going through all of this, he may, know 100% that that's what he's doing. Okay, so now Abaya brings another raya. Where do I get the idea that indeed, if a person indicates that the get is mevutal, that it would not be mevutal? There was a story with a person who was Megaris's wife before he went out on a business trip. And the Omelie Latina taught the human Lavigita. And he says to the Aiden, look, if I'm not going to return by 30 days, then there should be a get. We've had this case many times before. So what happens is, Ata, he gets there, actually, on the 30th day. This was the source of the movie Around the World in 80 Days. Upaske Mabara. And he gets to the edge where there's the ferry boat and he can't get across the river. The ferry's already left. He missed it. And now he can't get in by the end of the 30 days. So Amarlohu, so he's standing on the other side of this river and he's shouting, hey, everybody. Kazudeatai, look. I am here. Okay, so in other words, he's clearly indicating he does not want this get to be given. Nonetheless, Shmuel says, well, he didn't come where he said he was going to come. So therefore, lo shma matya. That's not about coming. So memeo she will be migureshe, because he was not mekayim, the condition that would have caused the get to become bottle. Now, it seems pretty clear that he is showing here that he has no interest in divorcing her, shouting his head off, and nonetheless Shmuel said that the get takes place. You see from here that a get is not canceled just because somebody is giving you a strong indication and he doesn't want it anymore. The Rava answers, that doesn't prove anything. Hata levatula gita boy. Over there, did the Baal want to be mevatel again? He wanted to be mevatel again. He wasn't coming to deal with the etzem get. He was coming like a yume tenoika boy. He was coming to take care of his condition. If he gets back, it won't be Mugureshe. And that's all that he was concentrating on. And the bottom line is, what we have to deal with is the issue of whether, in fact, the condition was fulfilled or not. And all we're saying is, the condition was not fulfilled. That's all. But Einachinami, if he was attempting to cancel the get to the Shlichut, I mean, regardless of whatever Tanaim he had made, so then I'm saying that indeed she would not have been Megureshet, because he made it very clear that he doesn't want to give the get. Now, there was a story of a person who gave Kiddusha to a woman, the Amalahu, and he says to the people that are there and witnesses that he loved and deceived them, Atat in Yuma, Look, I know she thinks that I'm never going to get around to marrying her. So I'm telling you right now, if I don't take her to the chuppah by the end of 30 days, not a gita. So let this be a get. I'm not playing around with her. I certainly don't intend to have this woman sitting around and waiting for me. I'm telling you that I'm going to perform. And if not, so then the whole thing's over. Kimato tatiyum, at the end of the 30 days, he had not married her yet. Amar lahu, so he says over to the witnesses, he says, well, I really did my best. Hatarachma. I've tried very hard to get a caterer and to deal with everything that needed to be done. And there were no halls available, or the caterers were all busy. And I've done my best, but I was unsuccessful. But I certainly intend to go through with it. So over here, he's clearly making it a statement to us, essentially, that he wants to take it to the chuppah, to do his best, and therefore doesn't want it to be a get. Now, l'may nechushla, what exactly should we worry about over here, about that gerushin? Is there a reason why it wouldn't be a gerushin? I mean, himishum unsa, is the problem over here that the condition was done without his desire, in other words, the fact that he hadn't married her. He clearly was trying his best to marry her. So, we said, ein ones begitin. We said that that wouldn't make it enough kamina, because we don't accept the taina of ones, that it's not my fault. And if the reason over here that we're saying that the get should not be chal is b'shum giloi daite de begita, if it's because he's indicating that he doesn't want the get, that is indeed plukta d'abaye v'ravahu. That is a machlokas. And in this particular halakha, as we'll see later, the halakha is like abaye, that giloi da'at is not effective to be mevatel again. And therefore, in such a case, the gerushin is fine, and exactly what it is that he said would happen, happens. In a similar vein, a guy is mekadesh, is this woman, says to her, look, I know you don't think I'm going to perform. I'm telling you, if I don't marry you by Rosh Chodesh Adar, there should be a get. Okay. So now, Kimot HaReshiach HaDe'Adar comes along Rosh Chodesh, and he has not married her. So Amar Lahu, so he says, Ana LaReshiach HaDe'Nisanani. I never said that I would marry her by Adar. I said I would marry her by Nisan. So in other words, he is convinced that that's really what he said, and that's why he did not marry her. And because of that, we are entering into the realm over here of the questions of Ones Begit and the other issues of Gilui Dat. So l'may nechushla. So again, what exactly shall we consider over? Mishum Tanat Ones. Is it that he's saying that he was Mekayim the Tanai that makes the get chal only by Ones, thinking that he had still time? I thought we said that in Ones Begit, we don't accept that kind of taina, to make it that it should not be considered as if he did fulfill his condition. So that a gerushin al Tanai are going to be effective even if the Tanai takes place against his will. And if it's the problem of Gili Daita, so then indeed he's making it clear he doesn't want to get to be chal because of what he's saying. Nonetheless, that's a plukta d'abaye v'rava, and the halakha, as we'll see later on, is like abaya, and therefore the gerushin is a good gerushin. Says the Gemara that we've been discussing here in our sugya a number of different issues that we did not give a clear-cut psak on, and it's time to do so. Hilchatokinachman, so we are going to paskin like Reb Nachman in the first case, Reb Nachman in the second case, and like the play on words of Reb Nachman and Nachmeni, which is Abaye, and he was always called Nachmeni because of how he was raised. So because of this, we're paskining like Reb Nachman, who said earlier that they used to be mevatel get in front of two before Reb Gamliel, not in front of three. Halacha is like Reb Nachman, who says that we paskin like Rebbe in both halachot, which he was arguing about with Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, about whether the get should bitlo against the takon of Reb Gamliel, whether it's batal or not, even b'diavad, and also that it's possible to be mevatal, part of a group of edim, without letting the others know. So we're passing like Reb Nachman, who says that we're passing like Rebbe in both machlokasin, and that too is the halacha. That giloy dat, but the get, is meaningless, and of course this is one of the important halachot of the famous Ya'al Kegan, which is the simen of the few things in which we pass him like Abaye against here Rav. And the reason that we call him Nachmeni was because he was raised by Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, and because of that, we call him here Nachmeni, in this case, like the fact of passing against Rabbi Bar Nachmeni and like Abaye. Continues now the Mishnah to tell us additional takanot of Rabbi Gamliel that have to do with Tikkun Olam made by Rabbi Gamliel again. Rishona, now it used to be before the Takana, Hayah Mishaneh Shemo Ushema, the sofer who wrote the get would change the name of the man or of the woman. When we say change the name, obviously we don't mean literally that he changed the name, but what happened is that people would have different names in different locations, much as we may have, you know, an English name that we're known by in one place, a Hebrew name that we're known by in another place, or a name that we've had in school and where we used to go to university, and things like that. So that the Mishnah is referring to as a shinui of a shame by not including it in the get, and the sofer would write the name that he was familiar with in that place, which was the makom of the ketiva, and he wasn't makbid to write the other names of the person, and the same thing would be of a woman who had two different places, two different names. Furthermore, he would also change Shem Iro to Shem Ira. He also, remember that we also write into the get the name of the city in which the person lives, not only the name of the place in which the get was written. And so if they lived in one place and then they had moved to another place, he would only write the most recent place. And this we're calling a shinui in terms of what it is that we would actually have expected to have seen. Others learn shinui is also in terms of how it is that he writes the name of the city. In other words, he wouldn't be makbid if that city itself had different names and different spellings. So this was all before the Takana. However, afterwards, it kin Reb Gamliel hazaken, shehei kotev ish ploni, v'chol shum sheyeshlo, isha plonit, v'chol shum sheyeshla, mipnei tikkun olam. But afterwards, the Takana was that you had to write not only the name of the person, but also all of the names by which the person was known in other places. Now, some learn that loshen that we just said, v'chol shum sheyeshlo, is exactly what it is that you write in the get, and that's the way the Bahag understands it. And this is an approach that the Rabbi Natan does not like. He doesn't like it because he says that in the event that a person doesn't have additional names, someone may taina, and of course that the whole point is over here to avoid the taina of iror, which causes mamzerus, is the issue of yours, if you say, hey, wait a minute, this is not the right name, so this is not the get for this person. He was not Megarish's wife. And if that's the case, these children from this new marriage are mamzerim. In order to avoid hotza'at laws, he makes this takana. But according to Rabbi Matam, you're going to continue to be motzi laws, because if you just write for choshum sheyeshlo in the normal get, a person who doesn't have any other name could be mistaken by others and saying, wait a minute, we wouldn't have written Koshum Shiesho. This guy never lived anywhere else. It was never known by any other name. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam learns that this is not the actual language. What the Mishnah is saying is you write the name plus any name, but you write the actual name, not you write the words plus any other name that he's known by. So then you would use the main name, the name in that city, and give that name, and then you would say, who is also known as, a.k.a., which is the Mitkarian, in Aramaic, and you would list all of the AKAs in the get. Now, even though the Mishnah doesn't mention it, it's obvious from the beginning of the Mishnah, the Sawi Paskin, that the same thing is true of the cities, so that you have to write the name of the city, its alternative names, the other places in which he lived and in which she lived, and all of this would essentially, if you don't keep according to the Stakon of Rabbi Gamliel, there are cases, as we'll see later, where the get will actually be pasul. As a matter of fact, in most cases, the get will be pasul. Now, there is a machloket about whether you have to write every single name by which the person is known in every place, which is the way that Rashi understands it, or whether you only have to write the place where the get was given and the get was written, but not every place that he ever had a name, which is the way the Rosh and others understand it. The way this whole thing started, says Shmuel, as he's quoted by Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Gamliel got a sha'ila that was sent to him from people who lived far away in the Galut. Bnei Adama ba'im misham lekana, people who come from Eretz Yisrael to here, and they have here, you know, other names. Like, let's say initially the guy's name was Yosef, and here they call him John or Yochanan. So Shmo Yosef korim lo Yochanan, or vice versa. He was called Yochanan in here, and there they call him Yosef. So hech megarshim nishotehem. I mean, how exactly is it supposed to be megarish? Because there are people that will look at that get and say, wait a minute, this is not him. So at that point he realized that we're getting into trouble because of the movement of population. This takon is only said, it's only if we know that he has two different names. If he doesn't have two different names, then we write only the name that is known to us. And that name that's known to us is defined if a person arrives in a place, claims that something is his name, and then he becomes known for 30 days by that name, then that has a din of his name in that place. For all halachot. Formerly Rabbi Abu, Rabbi Ashi, I want you to know that Rabbi Mori, Rabbi Elazar, Kame Kavatech, that this that you said, indeed I was Makabo also, from my Rebbe, and Rebbe Elazar, that it's only where there is a known other name. Tani Kavati de Ravashi, and indeed the Brita says so beferish, that in a case, Hayulu Shtei Nashim, Chat B'Yudah V'Chat B'Galil, V'lo Shnei Shemot, Chat B'Yudah V'Chat B'Galil. So a guy has two wives in two different areas, Yehuda and Galil, which were two different Medinot, and he has a different name in each place. And he uses the name that he always had, and he's in Yehuda, he uses the Yehuda name, he's in the Galil, he uses the name in the Galil, that is not considered to be a Gerishin. You need to have the name of Yehuda and also the name of the Galil listed as an AKA. And in the Galil you use the main name, the name of the Galil, and the AKA is the name that's used in Yehuda, Bashem Yehudaimo. Yatzala makom acher v'gireish be'echad mehen mugureshet. Furthermore, if you go to a different place, which is neither Yehuda nor Galil, and you used one of these names without mentioning the other name, then it would be good. Now, how does that make sense, asked the Gemara? Ve'amr chem de Galil limon. Didn't you just say that you have to write the other name too? So why here don't you? Therefore, the only explanation is that it proves what you said. Elashmamina, we see from here, indeed, that Hadis Chazik, the first part, which was talking about the Yehuda and the Galil, where people know about the fact that a man has a different name in a different area, and you have to write both names. In the end, we're talking about where the guy went far away, and he was known by a name where over there nobody knew that there are other names. In such a case, you can write the name by which he's known, and this is exactly what Rav Ashi said. Shema Amina, so indeed we see from here a bright at the backs of Rav Ashi completely. Hayi, there was a woman, Avikorula, where people in her town used to call her Miriam, And there were a few that had like a nickname for it. They called her Sarah. So maybe she had two names, and one of them was known to one, the other was known to others. So Amar Nardoi, and Nardoi said, you have to write Miriam and other names, the Mitkarya XYZ. Velo Sarah Vachoshum Shiesha. You cannot do it in the other direction because you have to go according to the one that is most known. I must mention that this is one of the most complicated Piskei Halachas. And, I mean, I would say it's even possible that maybe 30% of Shailas V'Tshuvas that have been written across the centuries have been written about issues and names that have to do with the Sugya and Gittin. So there is obviously much here that does not meet the eye immediately. Many, many diukim and many, many different approaches to this Gemara.